This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now in studio, we bring to you former WWE Intercontinental Champion, Lucha Underground Champion, current AEW Superstar, who might be looking for some friends. It's time for Ricochet. Good afternoon, sir.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Now, we need to get some legal stuff out of the way.
How do you feel about what? So many pictures of you without your shirt on being on the internet?
That was not the question I was going to ask.
Okay.
If you got a body like this, you know what I'm saying?
That's a good point.
I would never wear a shirt. I'm dead serious. I wouldn't. I would come in with my swimsuit and flip-flops on every single day.
Now, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to have you chop Alec because he is not a wrestler.
No.
Unfortunately.
So we're going to have to chop Alec.
Corey.
Alec.
I think you should chop Alec and maybe get some pointers from Ricochet beforehand.
All right. I think we can. Yes. I think need some pointers and I can. Where is the axe?
He's pretending like he's not excited. It's going to be great for him.
That's all right. Amazing.
So we've had several AEW wrestlers on leading up to July 12th, Globe Life Field. All in Texas. Now, I don't know how much you can tip or reveal about this, but on Dynamite, you talked about you might need some people. You might need a group. You might need a faction.
Yeah.
Are we going to see you roll into Globe Life Field with perhaps more people?
That is the plan. That is absolutely the plan. And if everything goes correctly, then absolutely. That's what's on my mind right now, yes.
All right. I like it. Is it tough to form, whether it's on camera or off, real relationships in wrestling?
I feel like for me, everybody should just automatically like me because that's just me.
So far.
It's hard for me to like other people.
Sure.
So that's really the problem that I face.
Now, you just said you seem like people should just like you.
Yeah.
Corey seemed to agree.
I did.
Corey, I'm going to present to you a bit of information that might change your mind.
All right.
Ricochet, is it or is it not true that you are an Eagles fan and you grew up loving Donovan McNabb?
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay, that's enough.
Corey, my bad.
This is the home of the Cowboys.
Your thoughts.
What are we doing?
Your thoughts on
they
him.
They just won the Super Bowl. I got to just be quiet right now.
Yeah, it was awesome.
1 year and then maybe we'll
stop the three-peat. That was the thing most worried about.
You guys did an amazing job of making people root for you. As a Cowboys fan, I can admit, we're difficult to root for. I think the Eagles sometimes are in the same boat.
But people
turned against Kansas City at some point in the last year and a half.
Yeah.
And so they were rooting for you. Was that a weird feeling knowing that everyone was on your side?
Yeah, honestly, it was a little bit. And then even during the actual game until like maybe the Devontae Smith won touchdown. Even through that game,
yeah,
I was like, man, the Eagles could still lose this because if there's anybody who has messed up multiple score like ahead
sure.
winning, like,
yeah.
has been the Eagles. We've messed them up. Somebody. So until that one, then after that, like, we was pretty smooth sailing from there.
Yeah,
they smoked them. It was bad.
I know. Do you think that Jalen Hurts gets the? I guess proper appreciation because it feels like even with winning a Super Bowl, a lot of people still kind of downplay what he did for it.
I mean, I think once anybody in any sport or anything starts to get too popular, whether it's good or bad or whatever, whether they start to get too popular,
yeah,
then people just start to say anything about them. And I think that goes with anything.
Yeah.
So I think he just has to deal with those things. But I do think he actually gets real good recognition. I do think he gets some props from, you know, the right people at the right times. But again, just like anything, once whether you think he's good or bad, it's just he's popular. So people are going to like talk about him.
Yeah.
How long in wrestling does a reign last? Like where everything, you know what? Everybody likes me.
Yeah, no, I mean, for me, it always has been that way, I feel like. But for other people, you know, it's like a roller coaster. They, you know, mine just keeps going up for sure.
Wrestling fans can be very fickle, though.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh.
In the moment, probably. Like, in the middle of a match, probably. You're like, you know what? I've decided I don't like this guy. Let's boo him now.
Okay, so I'm not kidding, and you might not need to speak on this question unless you want to, in which please do. I feel like wrestling fans' favorite tradition is to build someone up, followed closely by their second favorite tradition of tearing down that exact same person.
No, yeah. And I think it's when you, I want to say grow up, I guess, and whether that's, it happens in anime, it happens in movies, it happens, I've been watching Survivor and Big Brother, like it happened, there's the fans there, like once your whatever it is connected to that one thing. Again, football, whatever. And I think, and then when something kind of changes or when something tweaks or something isn't what you know to be, I guess, true.
Right, yeah.
It like throws you off. And or some people, people go with the changes and some people understand how life works and how things work and they go with it. But some people, they really, their whole thing is this one thing. So when something isn't what they like, they let you know about it.
A band's follow-up album. If it's not kind of the same.
Music. It happens in everything.
Yeah, no, it absolutely
Fans are
does.
Fickle. And social media gives them the outlet to say what they want.
Yep.
And it is interesting. Sometimes they're fickle for different reasons. Yeah. Either you kept doing the same thing that we like and now we don't like it.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
You changed the thing we like. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
I feel that way. Like when the Game of Thrones spinoff came out, I saw people complaining that they kept the same intro music. And I was like, I mean, that already feels like one of the most iconic intros in TV history. Why not stick with it?
Yeah, I know. Someone's going to find something to complain about. So I say, let them complain. But I also can respond.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just as much as you can complain, like, I also can respond.
Yeah. And if we're being honest, I am not one of these people because I agree with you. But there are people out there who seem to get madder when you respond to somebody who brought the heat to you to start.
That is most of it.
Yeah.
Most of my responses are like to someone saying something to me. And then people are like,
Whoa.
Yeah. And it's like,
you
shut
guys,
up.
If you
like,
didn't see, he's so doing offended. The typing right there too. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing the typing. So, but I find, I don't want to say joy, but kind of find joy in, I guess, riling those people up. Because you see it online. There are people still like, if you guys are getting mad at this, then he's who
he
you
won.
Are talking
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Would you have a different response if, like, let's say somebody had a critique, but it was like a well thought out, measured critique, and they didn't seem to be like,
see, that's the word critique. That's the word. Because people will just, I don't want to say it, but trash talk, complete trash talk. And then when you're like, hey, shut up, they're like, oh, you can't take criticisms. It's like, no, you're just trash talking and using the word criticism to hide your trash talk. You know what I'm saying?
You gave me nothing useful in that argument.
I've had people send me videos like, hey, you should watch this. This is pretty good criticisms on you or something. I've had people send me stuff where people are talking about me or whether it was my gear or my style or this or that. And they have said, I liked this. I think he needs to do that, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, boom, let's do that. So absolutely.
Okay.
But when like, and that was good about critiques. Me specifically. Yeah. That wasn't even about the company. That was, you know, if people have sent me videos about, oh, I agree with this, you should watch this or something. I've had it multiple times. But so absolutely, please criticize. That's what makes everyone better. Even now, I come to the back and there's Chris Hero and there's Christopher Daniels and there's all these guys. I'm like, is that okay? Like, would you critique me?
Yep.
Well, imagine if they're like, oh, and then they just started trash talking me. I would say, get out of here. Like, okay, whatever.
That's not what I asked.
And then they're like, well, you can't take criticism. He's like, no. Like, so, and that's what happens online. That's literally what happens. And then when you call them out, they're like, oh, he's getting hot. He can't stand it. It's like, if you guys think that I'm mad.
Yeah.
Yeah, continue on, please.
No, absolutely.
So I love it. I absolutely love it.
So we've talked a lot about this AEW All in Texas, July 12th. I know the roof will probably be closed because it will be 8 million degrees outside.
Yeah.
You're in Texas.
But I am curious, what are the differences between, obviously you've wrestled in smaller venues versus like a full-blown NBA arena versus a stadium? Because I know you've hit all of those boxes.
Honestly, I guess the difference would be how sound travels, because that can throw you off a lot. But honestly, for me, I don't want to say I'm tunnel visioned when I'm out there, but I'm kind of like focused on the 20 by 20.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And what's surrounding me. But I will say sound does travel so much differently. So when you're out there and you're saying something or the people, it will come differently or it will sound differently in your head than it sounds even on television. And so that's something that can throw you off. But again, from someone like me, I'm kind of so focused on like what I'm doing in the moment. And that, again, I've been doing so long, I've been like 20 plus years. So I will say, luckily, like now it's kind of just not become regular for me, but it is. It has become something that I have am accustomed to. So, but for someone newer, I think even honestly, and just the visual, because when you look out in an arena or a stadium, when you look out, they say it's a sea of people. It is a sea of people, and it kind of all starts blending together. All the people kind of start blending together. Like, you know, you see in a picture and you just see like dots. It literally looks like that. And so I think for if you're not used to that visual, that can also have an effect on you, maybe with nerves or whatever it is. But I think, absolutely.
I can also see with what you do, your focus definitely has to be there. With doing the kind of movements you do, or I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
So I got to find some other way. Like mic skills versus, actual like moves. So like those, which one? Well, I would probably try to be a mic guy because I'm not going to be one of that can do flips and stuff like that.
I'm just going to be both. I say, why not be both?
That's what I got
my cake and then I got another cake I'm eating right here.
Which occasionally along the way leads you to getting super kicked in the face while you're upside down, like somebody brought up, and then they said, I can't believe that was 7 years ago.
Oh my God.
Do you ever reflect on things in your career? I know
all
you're still going and think, how the hell was that long ago? That's not possible.
I mean, for me, it would be the Dragon Gate stuff, because that stuff, 12, 13 years ago, 14 years ago, even December would be 15 years ago. And then you think about Nick Wayne is only 19 years old. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, wow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Like, that's crazy. I think Commander's maybe 20, 21, you know, so they're all so young. So, but I think, you know, because I still look at guys like, you know, Rey Mysterio and AJ Styles and those guys when I first started, and then they're still kind of doing it too. And on at a high level, every time AJ's out there or Rey's out there, you're like, how do they keep? So that's kind of the, you know, especially those are two guys that I look at as like inspiration of like, if they can still go, I'm still going. Even like Ziggler's out there. He's been doing it how long?
Yeah.
And he's still, every time he's out there, he's crushing it. So, like, those are kind of guys that I look to.
Talking with Ricochet right here on 105 Through the Fan. Have you enjoyed the AEW strategy? It feels like a very concerted decision to run some smaller arenas for the TV tapings than have been, like, packed on your way to a bigger stadium show like All In.
Yeah, I mean, I think every decision that we have been making, honestly, since before the Christmas shows at the Hammerstein. I think even, you know, since before that, I think every decision has been the right one, because whether it's production or it's story or whatever it is, has been just growing, getting better, consistent, and it's been consistently growing. So I think everything has been the good decision. And I think, honestly, the visuals of some of these cool theaters,
I'm with you on that,
look awesome, look so cool. And then not only that, but like you said, the 3,000-4,000 people that are in there are fired up, like, honestly, all night. So it sometimes even at the end of the night when some people, like people are like leaving, the fans are still going. You're like, wow, they're still this crazy. So I think that has helped tremendously, the vibe of what AEW brings, because I think honestly the crowd is a part of the vibe. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like a punk rock show. It's like if you go to a punk rock show and the crowd's not at their mosh pit, and like,
then you're not doing the right. Yeah.
And if you've ever been a fan at a wrestling show, there's definitely an opportunity that a fight will break out. That is absolutely fact.
It was early on. Cody drove up here. We were a night show at the time, and he drove up here, and it was early on in AEW, and he gave me the description of, sometimes when I'm up there and I'm looking around, I can bite into the emotion.
Yeah.
Like, I can feel like these guys are all feeling what I'm feeling right now, and I know how to play it. That's gotta be when you're in that moment, that's gotta be the fun part, is kind of dialing it up and seeing where they go with it.
Absolutely. When you're out there and you're, again, you do feed off them, you know, you want to bring the energy for them to feed off as well. Absolutely. But man, I do think that what we got and the crowd that we got, I think it's consistently getting better. It's consistently growing. And I think the decisions that AEW is making have been the right ones. And I think, again, we're just going to stay consistent and, you know, keep bringing, you know, the fun. Double or Nothing was awesome.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
Can I ask you a question about that? Yeah. I have always been fascinated by the psychological thing that happens to a person when you had brutal match against Mark Briscoe. What happens when either you see your opponent is bleeding or you yourself are bleeding? Does anything change psychologically for you at that point?
I think for me, the moment that his head hit that stretcher and I saw that, I said, don't stop now. And so I did another one. I said, don't stop now. So I did another one and another one and another. And I kept hearing, don't stop now.
Yeah.
Until, you know, and then I finally stopped, and then I was completely covered in his blood after that. But yeah, I think something did kind of change. Again, I don't even know how to, but I just heard, don't stop now.
Stick your thumb in the wound.
Yeah.
Holy crap. All right. Do you have to boogie, or can you stay on with us for another little bit? Okay. All right. If you can hang out with us for just a few more minutes, we're about to go to commercial break. He can give Corey some tips about how to chop Alec. And then coming up, I want to talk some more about All In, because there's already a couple of matches set, and we want to talk about potentially what you'll be doing on the show. We will talk with Ricochet next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through The Fan. We're talking with AEW superstar Ricochet, getting you ready for July 12th, All In, in Arlington at Globe Life Field. You can get tickets at allelitewrestling.com or Ticketmaster or AEWTix.com. I just gave you three different places to go, so there's no excuse.
No excuse.
I have three questions.
For Ricochet?
Three right now, okay, yeah. Seem like simple questions to answer. Number one, do you always dress like you're dressed right now to fly on a plane?
No.
Okay, because you're dressed phenomenally. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah, you know, it was one of those, you know, as soon as we landed, get to work deals.
Gotcha.
But, you know, I matching tracksuit, hat, mat, you know.
Yeah.
Gotcha. You know, there you
but
go.
But not, I don't travel like this. Okay. No. Even though the suit is not like, comfortable. Like I travel today. It's not uncomfortable. I know probably some people get suits and it probably is uncomfortable, but maybe the ones I get just aren't.
Yeah, he's like, I fit a suit. Like, that's just the way they are.
It looks like it.
Choppy has a flying shirt. So he wears the same shirt that he flies in. Question number two. How do you choose intro music? Do you choose intro music for yourself, or does somebody choose it for you?
This one, it was a little collaborative. So, but before they kind of just, you know, chose it for me. But this one, then this new, in AEW, it was like a little collaborative. Okay. We wanted a little comic booky. We wanted a little bit like hip hoppy. So we went in that direction. And I really enjoyed it. And I think, especially when it hits, people know.
Yeah.
And it gets a great reaction every time.
Yeah, no, people know. That's the most meaningful thing. And then the last one, Ricochet, where'd that come from? Can you tell me that story?
It was because I couldn't think of anything else, honestly, at the time.
It sounded cool.
When I was 14, turning 15.
Oh, wow. Is it that long ago?
Yeah. And we had been training for however long we've been training. And it was the day of the first debut show, October 11th, 2003, my birthday. And I had names, and I wanted like a two-person name, you know. I don't know.
Surely you can give us examples of the names that didn't make the cut, right?
Not at the time. I couldn't remember, but I forgot what they were. But I wanted something that had two names, and I just couldn't think of something that I really liked. And they got to the guy before me, and they're like, "What's your name?" He couldn't think of anything. And then they just gave him this whack name because, you didn't have a name, so this is your name tonight. They picked the name of this guy's cat was named Hobbs. And the guy who owned him, his name was Kevin. So they named him Kevin Hobbs. You're Kevin Hobbs.
There you go.
And then they asked me, "What's your name?" I said, "Ricochet." Because I couldn't think of anything else that I really liked. And I knew like that kind of fit. I did the flips and stuff. So I knew it like fit that style too. I said, "Ricochet." They were like, "Oh, that's cool. Yeah." And I said, "Okay, great."
Hobbs is over there like, "Dang it."
Kevin Hobbs over there. But that's how that came to... But also at the time, Mucha Lucha was a cartoon at the time, and there was a character named Ricochet.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another reason why I didn't want to be Ricochet, because I knew people were going to like, "Is this where you got it?" But no, that was not where I got it.
Now, we've brought our producer, Alec, in.
Yeah, he's in here.
And I want to see if you cannot chop him, if you have any tips for Corey. Because what he's doing right now is absolutely not.
What he's doing would still cause damage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's not technically what we call a chop.
Tomahawk charges you in the top of the head. That would.
Good old axe handle.
Cause damage. Yeah. Do you have any other tips for him?
Yeah. You definitely. Here, I guess I can demonstrate a little.
All right, this is also a video for him as well. So this is one of those positive things here. All right, I'm watching. He's got him.
I mean, you could axe chop, I guess.
Okay.
But there's different ways people do it. Sometimes people go, full arm.
Okay.
They could do. Sometimes people just hit with their hand. But you want to go through. You don't want to like slide off, you know what I'm saying? You want to like go through the guy. So whether you want to go all the way across the chest or you want to go straight hand,
all right.
You want to go through the person. You don't want to slide off of them.
All right.
Alec.
And there's like a green zone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Strike zone.
Like here, this sucks.
Okay, yeah. Just knock the
in the abdomen.
Out of it.
Yeah.
Throat sucks.
All right.
Yeah.
Some people on purpose do that.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Alec, do you trust Corey?
You want to stay in. Absolutely. And, it's like you want to come. You don't want to come down.
All right.
Gotcha. You want to come across.
Yeah, you want to come across.
All right.
Alec, do you trust Corey with this information? I don't know if I would.
I think it was a great demonstration explanation.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to do it right.
Yeah.
You're probably like, all I'm thinking is that putter over there looks like a good weapon to use.
No, no.
I mean, mine. I'm
that's
just
a whole different
out,
subject.
Yeah,
that's
you had a pair of scissors in your mouth. Yeah. So like, you're going to be okay.
That's a whole different thing.
All right.
Ambulance.
Would you allow Corey to chop you now and Ricochet can grade it? Because he's going to have to go.
This is great. This
all right.
Is,
let's
this
do
is
it.
Great.
Okay, here
we go.
All right.
Let's do it. Elbow bent, arm straight.
Here we go.
Elbow bent.
Yeah.
Elbow bent.
I do, I would get your range of motion first, so you know where you're gonna hit.
Size
there you
up.
Go. Yeah, okay. Size it up, size
through
it up.
The hips too, like really drive all it in. Okay.
All in the hips.
Right. 3, 2, 1. Is that hard enough?
No, I mean for your first one, I'll take it. For your first
one. Oh, he said for your first one.
Okay,
so
we're doing more than
we're gonna
one.
Do there's gonna a new get... second one.
All right, second one.
He is strong. He is very strong.
Oh,
that was better.
That was better.
That one was
that
better.
Sounded.
That one was. I heard that
I
one.
On,
that
I
sounded painful.
Oh, yeah,
I went
yeah.
One breasted on that one, and that gave me more sound.
A little
and everything.
Cuppage.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw. Yeah.
Alec,
yeah.
Are you okay? You've taken lots of tattoos to your body.
Yeah, that's better than pre-workout.
Okay.
That'll work. Yeah.
Yo, you see the big body? They'd be doing that. The big body before they squat. They'd be smacking them on the back. Bam, bam.
I might actually take that as technique in the gym today.
I'm telling you,
man.
All right. Thank you very much. I know you guys got
Dude,
a boogie.
You're awesome, man.
No, thank you.
All in Texas, July 12th, Globe Life Field, 2 p.m., AEWTix.com, or All Elite Wrestling or Ticketmaster.
Anything be there, or be square.
Boom.
There it is.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Ricochet, thank you very much.
Thank
Good
you.
Sir. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Don't worry. You can take off your headphones and y'all can go. I promise I won't be offended.
We won't be offended
because
at all.
We're going to continue with content. Ricochet giving Corey tips for the chop.
Dude, that was awesome.
And Corey, you showed a great deal of improvement from chop one to chop two.
Dude, well, I had a great teacher. You know, I'll take that for one. That was an important part of it because he gave me great advice afterwards and a great subject, if you will.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DMC supply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That's going to make that kind of sound if Alec doesn't have that rock hard pectoral muscle that he has.
Yeah. Ricochet said it looked like you kind of copped a field just a little bit too.
On his chest? No, he said I was cupping like to make more sound is what he was saying. The cupping is not cupping season. All right. I got you. Okay. Back
from
to
the
you.
469. Okay. I'm going to All In now. From the 817.
He was awesome. He was really cool.
Guys, I'm not even a big wrestling fan, but Ricochet just became my favorite wrestler. We're going to sell this joint out.
Yeah.
One ticket at a time.
He might be my favorite wrestler now, too.
Okay. Yeah. I bet if Alec would have chopped you, though, you wouldn't have felt that way.
I probably would have been really ticked off.
I better be Ricochet's favorite radio talent after that.
Good point.
Yep. Yep.
Don't forget. G-Bag Nation today at Globe Life Field doing their show if you want to go catch them. And now it's time for this.
Gentlemen.
Trying to catch my breath.
I'm feeling good. I'm serious. That actually woke me up. Like that gave me like an adrenaline rush.
Should this be our pregame? Yeah. Every show?
Yeah, we do that right before crosstalk every morning is we just start slapping each other on the chest. How about that?
Deal.
I like it.
We'll do videos on Monday.
Oh, I like that.
You get the first slap, too.
Let's go! It's time for Masterpiece of the Week. We're going to revisit some of the wild, wacky, and odd things said on this very program. And after that, I better be at All In. I'm going to be at All In.
We'll make that happen.
I'm amped for it. I really am. It's going to be really fun out in July. But right now, we're going to revisit some things said by people who are not here.
I love it.
To defend themselves. And guess what? Got two people that fit into that category. We have Sean Sharif, and we have Brandon Hurtado.
Oh, okay.
Who would you like to start with, gentlemen?
Start with the meat man.
Sharif.
Okay.
Oh, is that not? Oh, Hurtado.
All right. I don't know where that was going. Brandon Hurtado said this.
I've heard the rumors.
All right.
He's the sausage guy for sure. Yeah. We got to have him try all the wieners first.
It's about Eric Chiafalo.
There's nobody that knows wieners like Eric Chiafalo. That is a fact.
Eric Chiafalo, I love him. He is like a human trash compactor in terms of, is it there? Is it free?
Mm-hmm.
I'll eat it.
Yeah, he loves food.
Really felt like you're going to have more of that. Back to you, Alec.
All right. I
guess we're let down the end of that comment was.
We're going to go to Sean, who has three entries.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, and they were all from the same 5 minutes.
He's got two kids. Oh, I guess you're right.
Oh, all right. Anyways, Sean said this.
The bottom looks better than mine.
Oh, that was about Cal Raleigh, perhaps.
Who has a plumpy dumpy.
Stop that.
It's a fact.
Oh, we'll get to that soon. Don't worry. Nice. Sean also said this.
Show us your toes.
That is a weird thing.
Oh, he's so defiant.
Was that about RJ?
That was about Bobby.
It was about Bobby.
Because
Bobby
right.
claimed that his feet were sexy or something. I can't remember exactly how it went.
This is a weird
And
show.
Bobby immediately took his shoe and sock off and showed it off to Choppy. And Choppy was like, all right, let me see.
There was my favorite moment from that where Choppy was giving an in-depth description of Bobby's toe fungus. Ew. And I think Bobby started reaching towards him. Ew. And he just goes, don't you touch me. Like, it was so stern.
So gross.
And then Sean had another command.
Get a zoom in, please, on these toes.
Get a zoom in on these toes.
Is
for anybody out there that's toloing and has a foot fetish.
All right.
Can you text in?
What's
and
the
explain,
deal?
Not. I don't want to make. I don't want to shame.
No,
I just
no,
want to know why.
Yeah.
Like, what is it about? What makes
that's
it
what
attractive?
I meant. Yeah,
is
you're
it
right.
The polish. Mm-hmm. Or is it just the shape of the... what is the thing that really gets the juices going?
Okay.
Souls. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. The soul. That makes sense.
I like that.
Let's see. Corey, since you slapped me, you're going to get picked on first.
All right. We get to bring these 21, 22-year-olds, and they get to go through it slowly.
Mm-hmm. See, it sounds even dirtier that you kind of tripped up just a little
bit. It sounds like I had to change my mind about what I was saying in the middle of it.
You're like, oh, I shouldn't be bringing this up.
Dude, if you listen to Pete DeBoer's audio on Jake Ottinger, there's a moment where it sounds like, should I go here?
Yeah.
And, well, I'm already here. Here I go.
Whoops.
And so, like, that sometimes you do. You get there and you're just like, well, I don't know, man.
Kevin, this is a weird question to ask people.
Are you guys... outside eating people.
That was the weirdest thing when you asked that. Everybody in the room looked around. Woolchuck was looking at me like, did he just say outside eating people?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, he did, didn't he?
I just want to say for the record, that's how I would say it in my real life.
I went home thinking about that.
Yeah.
I was just like.
It's good radio.
I kind of know what he meant. It was ambiguous, though.
Mm.
Speaking of good radio,
Then sitting there and all of a sudden that thing just like it's pouring. It's just dripping down on your back.
Oh, my goodness.
Urf, urf. What does that mean? What does that mean?
You know exactly what that means.
Jeez.
Yeah, I feel like that's in the lead so far.
That was tough to
beat. I wanted you to expand on that. Let's see. Kevin Hagland, you said this.
Eric's loving the sausage. I'm going to go ahead and just take that. Yoink.
The yoink was so good.
It was so
I make lots of sounds. That was awesome. That's my leader.
It was so descriptive.
Yoink. I'm just
oh dear. Mistakes were made.
Corey has a specific request.
Can you show me with your fingers?
This is an audio medium. That made it sound worse. You know what? I will say the other day though. We were leaving, and I was telling Corey about how I always support him no matter what. This is another example that I wasn't trying to stop what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Just you need to describe it better.
Yeah. How do fingers work in an audio medium?
Like on a violin?
Are they even necessary?
Yeah. Guitar.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Never mind. Piano. Mm. Trumpet. There you go. We just did it.
Thanks, Majors.
Look at us answering questions, answering the serious questions.
Oh, you also said this.
This is the best car I've ever been in my whole life, and I'm going to have to pee in this thing. One time. It was after a concert.
Oh, you actually have a story?
And I had to go in a Gatorade bottle.
Oh.
It was after a concert because we were stuck in traffic.
Weren't you glad that you weren't a lady then? Because I don't know how that would work.
I don't know how to tell the rest of the story without it being weird.
Made it this far.
I was in the back seat.
Oh. Why were you in the back seat?
There were also two women with me. So I did require their help.
Well.
Making sure nobody could see in the windows and stuff like that. So making sure we were all covered up.
Corey, were you talking about that story in this moment?
Well, you know
and
what?
I'm just sitting there playing with my hand all day.
That's the replacement for Valentine's Day.
Oh, man.
Well, Corey, you got a murderer's row of entries today.
Yeah. Okay. A good week for Corey.
Kevin, you have one more.
Take this, you know, police horse. I make too many sound effects. You do.
Why did you stop?
Because
police horse out.
I don't know.
Were you trying to figure out what
I was going to say horse cop.
Okay.
But I needed to acknowledge that the horse did not have the same privileges and powers of the police. So, yeah, horse is not going to go, you're under arrest. Like, that wasn't going to happen. So I needed to correct.
I'm a reporter on a horse.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not voting for it. Okay. But can you play that one more time for me?
Yeah.
Because that was great.
Take this. You know, police horse. That was a Philadelphia person. If you're still listening, Ricochet, that was a Philadelphia person punching that police horse.
Oh, I hope people get to use that as their ringtone sometime.
For the 832, that's up there. I recommend marking the yoink one by Kevin for the end of the year celebration.
Yes.
And one last one, Corey, from today.
It's a plumpy dumpy.
Okay.
That is for sure. Cal Raleigh. His nickname is the Dumper, the Big Dumper.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to go check. Because you don't want to show up and just be like, hey, Big Dumper. And he's like, actually, it's really flat. And you're like, yeah, it is. It is a descending butt.
You think he's self-conscious about it?
Probably. Us people who have those bubble butts, we usually are.
Oh, so you're a Big Dumper.
I was nicknamed Bubble Butt in elementary school.
Corey, I think you have four viable entries here.
You have my winner, though.
I am going to pick Corey with the hand play cut. It was a tough decision, though. I'm going to go with that one.
I'm surprised you went with this.
Well, you know
what? I'm just sitting there playing with my hand all day. All day?
Jeez. Good for you.
Who has that kind of time?
Unemployed people.
Yoink. That's all I got to say. That's the one.
All right, well.
Eric's loving the sausage. I'm going to go ahead and just take that. Yoink.
You know what? For good measure, we are going to have a winner. It's going to be this.
Eric's loving the sausage. I'm going to go ahead and just take that. Yoink.
Yeah. Oh, that was you taking the last piece of brisket.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Oh. Okay.
That's what you call it.
Just want to point out we were able to pull that segment off in the exact same segment where Corey double chopped Alec with Ricochet watching on while we promoted All In. Don't tell me you can do what I can't do.
What a powerful segment that was.
Coming up next, let's go talk to those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. They're live at Globe Life Field. We'll chat with them next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Let's take you out to Globe Life Field to chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Of course, always brought to you by D&M Leasing. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Amazing. Hagee, how are you?
We're doing great. We're doing great. Do you guys think that your presence once more at the ballpark can spark our offense?
Well, it has. You know, it has many times. I'm thinking probably six runs would be right on pace. But we got a situation here tonight with a lefty with solid numbers. Oh. So I'm hopeful, but I was actually going to put him on shutout watch myself.
Last time you did that, they absolutely got shut out. They did.
He called for a no-hitter, and it was almost a no-hitter.
Yeah. That's the opposite of what I want to hear.
He's kind of like you, Hank. He doesn't control it. He can just see what's going to happen. Thank you.
All right. Well, I do understand that. Now, speaking of things we probably all saw but couldn't control last night, what did you guys think about the general performance by the Stars, and do you have hot goalie takes for us?
It was about as poor of a start as you possibly could have asked for. It was really, really disheartening to see the way that thing opened up. You have Maverick Bort take a really stupid high stick penalty that allows them to go on the power play. Nobody's defending Corey Perry. He's right in front of the cage. I don't know what Otter's supposed to do there. I understand what Pete DeBoer was maybe going for, trying to light a spark. I mean, the team's down. It just feels like it's a snowball. But then DeSmith allows a leaky goal that I think Otter would have stopped to make it 3-0. So, I mean, I didn't love what he said post-game, kind of putting the losses on Jake a little bit. Yeah. I don't think that that's totally fair. I think it is fair to criticize Jake Oettinger when you look at the last three conference finals. He's been outplayed by inferior netminders, whether it was Aiden Hill against Vegas and Stuart Skinner the last 2 years. And I'm putting Jake Oettinger on a pedestal, and we're considering him starting for Team USA in net, where I'm looking at you to become one of the elites, the Martin Brodeurs, the Patrick Waugh's that you saw, the Ed Belfours that I watched growing up, where you saw them carry teams to the Stanley Cup and save teams that maybe didn't have the best defensemen in front of them. And right now, Jake was great. I think it was the best postseason he's had. Obviously, that Game 7 against Calgary will always go down as his best. But yeah, they got some work to do. They got to get a little bit bigger. They got to get a little bit more physical. They're going to be limited with cap space this year. They got a lot of free agents. I don't know what they're going to do necessarily in terms of who they retain. But it was really, really disappointing, and it sucks, man. It really does, because the Stars team's been good. They just haven't been able to break through, and kudos to Edmonton, man. I hope they go on and win it.
Kind of interesting. I would love to be a fly on the wall on the exit interview with Pete and then with Jim Neal.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'd love to be in that room and trying to, because maybe Jim's going to ask him the question, why'd you do that, Peter? And he's going to explain why, and then they're going to have a discussion. I wonder if later on today that there's some kind of news that, I'm not predicting a firing or anything, but maybe a change in a different direction. I don't think that Jim Neal going forward really wanted his goalie to get pulled at that point. But he also has to support.
Worked.
He also has to support his coach in a way of like him trying to kind of shake things up. And that's just as big of a shakeup as you can. We all go back to the movie Miracle, and like when Herb Brooks, they just pulled the best goalie in the world, and what happened there. We all remember that. So, it's just unfortunate. You caught a team that really, really – the last 8 minutes of that game, Dallas with 3 shots.
Yeah.
That's textbook to play a hockey like that and still be able to dump, chase, cause pressure, play defense. Dump, chase, cause pressure. It was textbook the way that those guys played. So you got beat by a better hockey team, a, a, a hockey team that played better defensively overall. Esa Lindell, rule number one of defensemen, don't put your skates in the blue paint.
Yeah.
That's rule number one. Don't put your skates in the blue paint. Everybody knows that. That's a mistake on his part. That's a veteran player, and it results in a goal. So Dallas got what they deserved in this one, because at times they absolutely looked like a team that was not ready, either with the way their techniques were or how they play the game. Edmonton was clearly on their game. Dallas not on theirs.
It was not Otter's fault entirely. He's still pretty much the same guy. You know, he's not an iconic kind of guy that's going to carry you. I think they still need better defensemen. And I imagine Jim Nill, can see that clearly right now. Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking.
Yes!
CY's coming up at 4:20.
There we go.
I think.
Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. They are live at Globe Life Field. We'll be back on Monday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Take that for engagement.
Eric's loving the sausage. I'm going to go ahead and just take that. Yoink.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.